on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at this Holiday Monday Victorian Form Preview. Racing at the Bull today. We've got eight races, and as we mentioned before the break, the first of the jumps season races start today. And looking forward to finding all the winners with Warren Huntley. Before we have a chat to Warren, though, let's find out the latest on the track conditions. Bit of rain falling in Melbourne. I wonder how much has gone through the Warrnambool region. Dan Lumsden is the track manager. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. So you got the rail out 4 metres today. What's the track condition? Have you had much rain?
We've had 4 mil so far this morning, Michael, and still drizzly showery at the moment. So we could possibly get another 1 to 2 if it keeps coming.
So with that rain, what type of surface will we be on today?
So we're on a soft 5 currently. We'll do another track rating 90 minutes before the first race to see if we need to go down to the soft, back into the soft 6 range. It's got a fair bit of give in it as we need to for the jumps racing.
Okay, so soft 5 for the meeting today, the rails out 4. Now, Dan, I normally ask the track managers for a bit of local mail, whether it's the jumpers or the flat horses today. Is there one that you like?
I haven't seen the fields, but I do like Simon Ryan's Steeplechaser. Steamroller, I think it is. I hope it hasn't been scratched. But
Steamroller in the first?
Yes. Yeah, so I think that's it's a fairly handy horse, and it trialled up well here in our jumping trials a week ago. So hopefully it'll win for local Simon Ryan.
All right. He's been in pretty good form, Simon Ryan. I'm just having a look at the price. It's $2.60. So there is only 4 going round in that first race. Newbury's out, so Steamroller, a nice early selection there from Daniel Lumsden. Good luck today, Dan.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Dan Lumsden, the track manager, Warren Huntley, joined us. And Warren's on his way down to the Bull, just reserving a place for the May Carnival, as well as looking forward to today's racing action. How are you, Waz?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. I managed to get here last night, so probably to my detriment, but I did do the Hotel Warrnambool into the Whalers double last night, and then the mandatory breakfast at Fishtails this morning. So I'm feeling like a local already.
Oh, that is outstanding. Well done. So you've been down there and got amongst all the locals. What do you make of the meeting today?
Well, first of the jumps meeting, so that's good to kick off. And obviously, as Dan Lumsden outlined, just got to have some give in the ground for the jumpers, and the overcast conditions will certainly contribute to that and make it not an issue. Later in the day, I still think there's going to be some give in the ground, but I don't think we're going to get a seriously deteriorating track. And a lot of these jumpers, I suppose, in the first 3 races have got bigger targets down the track, but interesting to see a few of them kick off, and really looking forward to seeing Mystery Island go around again on the flat for Lindsay Smith. Mm. Looks like a horse with real upside, and I think the track will light up if Charlie Rose can win the Adelaide Cup for local trainer Simon Wild. So there'll be a good atmosphere, I would think, at Warrnambool today.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I'll get your Adelaide Cup tip a little later. But time now to have a chat to Kath Durden, who joins us this morning. And Warren's going to have a chat to Kath about her chances. And good to see Kath and all the other trainers with these jumpers back in action today. How are you, Kath?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Kath, in the first, race 2, your first runner is Rexmont, who's had that little bit of jumping experience and looks to have adapted well to the caper. How's he coming up for this season?
Yeah, he's good. His flat runs have been really good this time in, and his trial was nice. So really happy with Rex. He's nice and bright and well, and he's doing everything after him.
Looks a little bit of competition for a forward spot in this race. Ideally, how would you like the race to shape up for him?
He's a bold-going horse, Rexmont, but when he won at Coleraine, one of the other horses went out, hard, and Rex was able to sit just off it. So, we'll just go forward and just assess the speed of the race and see what happens. But, he'll be forward in the run, whether or not he leads or sits outside the leader and second or so. We'll just, see what happens.
Looks like you've got a strong hand in race 3. I was particularly taken with the most recent trial of Hitchhiker Jamie. You also saddle up My King's Counsel in that race. How do you line them up?
Look, Hitchhiker Jamie is a young horse, lovely bred horse, and its flat runs have been pretty ordinary. The only thing was when I ran him over 2800, he actually improved a lot on the flat. So his trials have been good, and so very happy with him there. But the query on him is whether or not he can, you know, do it as good over 3200 as what he has done over the 2800 metres in the trial. So, you know, very happy with him. And My King's Council trialled nicely, and his last flat run was good. He got home very well. But he's probably a steeplechaser, but, you know, which is really his go. But I'm really happy with him as well. And I think both horses should run well.
Got a lean in either of those in the same race, race three?
Not really, to be honest with you, because I think, as I say, the query with Hitchhiker Jamie is just whether or not he'll get the 2 mile, but he's... so, yeah, I haven't really got a leaning, because I want to see Hitchhiker Jamie over the 3200 before I sort of make a call, because I think Mikey's Council will definitely get the trip.
Three heading to the races today. Is there anything else from the stable that you're really looking forward to the jump season with?
Yeah, we've got a horse called Just You over from New Zealand, who's he went on the flat for me last prep. So another horse which will go jumping, Edgar Allen, and also a Zed horse called the Beehive, which will go jumping as well. So, yeah, they're just three young horses, and hopefully they can, you know, make the grade.
Good luck to you and Craig today and for the rest of the jump season, Kath.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck to Kath Durden today, and a good piece of social media from Tommy Ryan too, which I saw heading down to Warrnambool today. Dean Pettit tweeted out he's given a full rundown of his rides today, so well done to Tom for giving the punters that sort of insight as well. All right, let's get stuck into the first race, and we do only have a field of four because there is one scratching in the steeplechase, and Ascot Red is the favourite at 2:30. We can take out Newbury, Steamroller. $2.60. That was the push from Dan Lumsman, the track man. Luke's $9.50, and Zataglio is also $9.50 as well. Who are you with in the first here, Warren?
I'm leaning to Steamroller, like Dan Lumsden. There was a little bit of carnage in the school up at the top of the hill when he you know, went around this course here, but he did finish off nicely, and he's always looked like a horse that'd make a nice chaser. He's a big, strong galloper and certainly suited to the larger obstacles. I've got a slight leaning to him. The rain during the morning won't disadvantage Ascot Red. He's got the 71 kilos, but he's earned that with his jumps record today. 3 wins already over the jumps. 3 Zataglio, looks to have schooled up okay, and by default I've got Luke's next best, who's probably going to be looking for further. We're not looking at sharp horses here, but he's probably the least sharp of the four. 5-1-3-2.
5-1-3-2 in the first. Race number 2 is the hurdle over 3,200. No scratchings here. Goodwood Zodiacs, the $2.50 favourite. Double Bluff, $2.70. Rexmont, $3.30. Solovar's at $11. And Coleridge rounds out the field of 5 at $16. Warren?
Nothing had surprised me out of the top three in the market here. I've got a lean into Double Bluff. I thought his recent hurdle score was just terrific. And he's been building fitness on the flat for four runs since a really long break. So he's getting fitter. He had a long time away from the track, but he looks to have come back well. And I'm going to lean to Double Bluff. I'm hoping, well, Tommy Ryan gave him a push on that social media snippet that you mentioned. 2 ahead of 5, Rexmont, who'll be somewhere near the speed, as Kath Durden said. And he's adapted to jumping well. His victory in jumps last season was very good. And he seems to be a little bit versatile, although he does get into a forward spot, but he can take a sit, which is a positive. Goodwood Zodiac, an on-speed runner too, has filled up quite nicely. You'd think he'd be rolling along somewhere on the speed, maybe even leading. And I thought Coleridge was next best, but the winning chance is 2-5-1. 2-5-1-4.
2-5-1-4 in the second. Race 3 is the maiden hurdle. And in this race, we take out number 1, My King's Council, for Kath Durden's a favourite at 2.60. Shenna's, $3.10. Hitchhiker Jamie, $6.50, as is White Heath, and then we're down to Creative Harmony at $7. They are the top 5 under double figures here, Warren.
I know that Kath's got some reservations about running the 3200, but I was really taken with the recent school of Hitchhiker Jamie here at Warrnambool. I thought he showed improvement from a school at Cranbourne to a school at Warrnambool, and I think he'll be somewhere near the speed. Give a really good sight. I'm going to go with him, 5 at his jump debut, ahead of 3 Creative Harmony, who's had some jumping experience and has also schooled up well. Timmers is a long-time maiden, I suppose, relative to jumps racing. He's had the 16 starts. He's been placed 4 times. I think he looks to be coming up well, as does My King's Council. I think they're the hopes. I thought there was a little bit of value in specking Hitchhiker Jamie to run well at his jumps debut. 5, 3, 2, 7.
5, 3, 2, and 7 in the last of the jumps races. Race 4 is the first of the flat. It's over 1,400 metres. Take out 6. The 7 is Magnetic Jewel at $2.60. Jojo Express, $4. Melonia is at $5. And then Ho Ho Lord at $5.50. Again, those top 4 in the market are the only ones under double figure odds.
I thought Written in History was terrific first up behind Catch the Drift, who controlled that race on the speed. Written in History actually ran the quickest last 200 metres of the day, finding the line there from an inside draw and up in distance. I thought had a terrific chance. We could play trifectas and first fours in this race and hopefully get the right split. I thought 3 Written in History's got a terrific chance, as does 10 Jojo Express. Coming through the same race as 9 Christophina last start, and that track at Terang was just favouring horses just to get out on the running lane out wide, and those horses were anchored back near the inside. So very forgiving of the runs of both 10 Jojo Express and 9 Christophina at Terang last start. I think they can improve significantly here, and Jojo Express doesn't need to improve much. And 7 Magnetic Jewel, they keep backing her. She goes around tight in the market most times. She's a bit slowly away at times, and she got a good finish on her, but she needs everything to go right to step up to 1,400 metres, and strong rider in Craig Newitt aboard's a positive. 3, 10, 9, 7.
3, 10, 9, and 7 in the fourth. 4 races down at the Bull. We'll take a break. On the other side of this, we'll try and find you the quaddie and the winner of the Adelaide Cup.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Racing at Warrnambool today, and we are up to the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,200 metres. We can take out number 8, Flumosa, is the $2.90 favourite. Madam Mischief, $4.60. Mrs Maisel is at $5. And Sunset Eagle, $5. And Rome, $6. And then we go down to Silkstream for Nifty Neville Wilson at $7.50. So, Warren, this is a very tough first leg of the quaddie. Every runner, bar one, $7.50 or shorter in the market.
And it's almost a reunion of a similar race here not that long ago, that Flamosa, Silkstream, Miss Maisel and Madam Mischief come through. That race was taken out by Due Course, who's not going around today, was out down to run over 1,400 metres. And I'm trusting that form line. And 2 good runs in that race for different reasons. Flamosa just had no luck at all at a crucial stage. Her form's terrific. She's fit. She's consistent. She maps to get a good run. She just didn't get the gap when she needed it at the home straight last start. And through that same race, Mrs. Maisel probably had the toughest run in the race and battled on well to still run 3rd. I've gone to ahead of 5. Through that same form line, Madam Mischief rode the speed in that race and battled on bravely to hold down a minor placing, and she'll probably come across from that wider draw here. And Silkstream, through that same form line, also was working home strongly. Neville Wilson has done a terrific job from what was a modest start to this preparation, racing her into some good form. So I'm trusting that form line. Maybe Sunset Eagle first up, the other one that you'd include in the quaddie. I've just got a slight risk on Rome, who I thought will get back in the field and might need some luck. 2, 5, 7, 4.
2, 5, 7, and 4 in the first leg of the quaddie at the Bull. Race number 6 is over 1,700 metres. All go round, and we've got the short price favourite of the day here, and this is Mystery Island, who looked really impressive, winning first up in Australia for Lindsay Smith. It's $1.80. Clinched is at $7. 4 Outlaws, $7.50, and then you're out to $10 plus the remainder. So Mystery Island in the red here. Warren, have you got him on top to go 2 for 2 in Australia?
I have, Michael. He's been trimming up as the morning's gone on. I thought black odds were much more attractive, but he was terrific. He's probably going to be looking for further than 1,700 metres at some stage, but this race has probably been on the radar as a progression for him, and he's better than Class 1 grade. That win at Terang, he did find the right part of the track. That was the day you needed to be out wide, but himself and Poppy Jane put a big gap on the rest of the field, and he had a tough run in the race and was still too good. So I think he's definitely better than this grade, and I think he'll win again. Two ahead of five, four Outlaws, who sit racing well. Little claim for Laura Lafferty brings four Outlaws in reasonably well at the weights. Three clinched, covered a bit of ground last up. The first up run was good, should be approaching peak fitness now. And 10, Lola Olivia, sort of making up the numbers for fourth for me. You could have a few picks for fourth. I don't have a firm opinion there, but I do have a firm opinion about the top selection. Two clearly ahead of 5, 3 and 10.
Two ahead of 5, 3 and 10 in race number 6. Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over the distance of 2,350. We can take out 15. Here we have American in Paris for Simon Wilde. He's got a big date around the same time with Charlie Rose in the Adelaide Cup. American in Paris is at $4.80. Trolleyed, $6. Just as soon, $7. Flying Agents at $8.50 first up today. Who do you like here, Warren?
Big field, but I think that's a decent price each way for American in Paris. I was with him off an encouraging jump out first up. He just wanted to duck in behind Valentine there. Probably cost himself, although there was plenty of merit in the win of Valentine that day. But I think fitter with that run and out for the longer trip here, real positives. He's a big, strong horse. He can carry the weight. I'm with two each way at a 7. Johnny Carati, he won well in easier grade here last start. He's been kept up to the mark with an encouraging hurdle school subsequently. So I think he's going well, and I think he can measure up to at least benchmark 58 grade now with the Simon Ryan stable. 8, Trolley's going well enough, and might even roll forward from that wider barrier draw. Not a lot of pressure quite often in these distance benchmark 58s. There might be an opportunity to roll forward prior to getting out of the home straight the first time. And 14, Prolix won an easier race last start, but he's fit and going well. 2 each way ahead of 7, 8 and 14.
2 each way ahead of 7, 8 and 14. And then the last of 8 is at 5 past 5 this evening. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,400 metres. You can take out 4, 6, 9 and 12. O'Reilly McLuke is the favourite at $3.80. Wanarali is at $4.80. Wanarili is at $4.80. Bell My Pago is at $5.50. Then Helljemmy is at $7.50. How do we come home in this quaddy today, Warren?
With the top three in the market here, numbers 2, 8 and 14. And top selection is 8, O'Reilly McLuke. Hopefully a big day for the Simon Wilde stable. I thought chased a very smart horse in Moorabbin at Moonee Valley last start. Solid through the line there. And I just think taking little baby steps with Simon, 1,100 and 1,200 metres, just ready for the step up in trip to 1,400 metres. Now I'm with 8 ahead of 14, Wanaleri, who's been competing in stakes races against her own age and sex, but probably doing enough to being competitive here. Belmai Pago's just going to need a little bit of luck from the draw, made it a touch easier with some scratchings, but she's going well for the Lindsay Smith stable, benchmark 70 level in town. So good class drop here back to the benchmark 64. And from that wider draw, Lindsay's rolled the dice and run. So got to put a bit of faith in him there. And 13, Spencerado, who's a bit of a heartbreaker, but on the fresh side could run well. 8, 14, 2, 13.
8, 14, 2 and 13. Where's the best today, Warren?
Mystery Island's the best at a short quote for me, Michael. Race 6, number 2. Each way odds about race 7, number 2, American in Paris. So I think that's an attractive way to play race 7, number 2, that each way basis. First leg of the quaddy, 2, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Number 2, 1 out in the second leg. 2, 7, 8 and 14 in the third leg and home with numbers 2, 8 and 14. Reference race 4 on the way through. I just think there might be a good split there in terms of playing trifectas and first fours with race 4 with numbers 3, 7, 9 and 10.
3, 7, 9 and 10. And have you had a bit of a look at the Adelaide Cup today?
Well, you just don't have to look too far, do you? I know she's getting up a little bit in the weights, particularly relative to the long arm, but she's an exciting staying prospect, Charlie Rose, and I don't have any issue with her relaxing to run the 3,200 metres out. We've seen some dominant wins in the Adelaide Cup in recent times, and I wouldn't be surprised to see something similar today. It's all about Charlie Rose tonight.
Yeah, she's a very exciting prospect. And speaking of the weekend, who's your horse to follow out of Super Saturday, Flemington?
Gee, it was a good day's racing, wasn't it? I actually thought Moonga might have been the horse to follow out of the day's racing in Sydney. I struggled to find a horse to follow out of Flemington. Obviously, a bit of a grand final day for so many of them, but was a terrific day's racing and the win in the Australian Cup of Homesmen. Sometimes racing can write a great script, can't it? You know, you go back to Damien Oliver and Media Puzzle and many other times where things just seem to have been done with a bit of divine intervention, and that was a great moment for racing on Flemington on Saturday, and you know, Jai McNeil taking another cup and maybe even a Canberra Cup today.
That's right. He's got a big chance on Aussie Nugget today. Last one. Who would you want to be on in a slipper right now?
Artorias.
Artorias, okay. A bit of think music there. That was very good. Warren, good luck down at the Bull today. Rug up. I hope it's not too cold. Can't wait to see the jumps kicking off at today's meeting as well. We'll see all the action on racing.com. You can stay across it all here on RSN 927 as well. Have a good afternoon, Waz.
Thanks, Michael.